Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here's a recap of our stories from April 4th through the 10th. The Oswego County Health Department is scheduling appointments for homebound residents to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Vera Dunsmore, Director of Patient Services for the Oswego County Health Department, said, "The state-supplied vaccine allowed the department to start vaccinating residents at their homes," also saying the appointments are scheduled based on residents' locations and the number of people who have signed up. This is done in order to use all the vaccine doses in the vial. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, a person is considered homebound if they are unable to leave their home without help or without a considerable amount of effort. People who meet the criteria may call the Health Department's COVID-19 hotline at 315-349-3330 to be placed on a waiting list. The hotline is open weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For vaccination information and to register for the county's COVID-19 vaccination clinics, please visit www.health.oswegocounty.com. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced beginning Monday, April 5th, the 11 p.m. curfew currently in place for casinos, movie theaters, bowling alleys, pool halls, gyms, and fitness centers will be lifted. The 11 p.m. curfew for food and beverage establishments and the 12 a.m. curfew for catered events remain in effect. Both curfews will be evaluated later this month. Cuomo said when it comes to COVID, it's undeniable that the behavior of a community makes the difference, saying this means wearing masks, social distancing, and washing hands. You can find more information about COVID-19 statistics and data on our website. The Fulton Common Council honored two members of the community with resolutions of respect at the Tuesday, April 6th meeting. Robert Weston, who passed away March 2nd, and Carol Ann Vizio, who passed away March 7th, were highly involved in serving the Fulton community throughout their lives, with the council officially taking notice of their loss. Weston served the city for several years as the 3rd Ward Alderman and was involved in several organizations such as the Lions Club. Members of the Fulton Lions Club attended the meeting and recited the group's prayer in honor of their late fellow member. Vizio worked for the city in the engineering and codes department from 1990 until she retired in 2002. She also was extremely active in the community and was involved with organizations such as the Rotary Club, the Polish Home, and the Memorial Day Salute Committee. Mayor Dina Michaels said Vizio was an extremely strong woman and a mentor to her, also saying she is going to be missed by the community. Members of the council spoke fondly of Weston and Vizio later in the meeting, with the general consensus that both people were a pleasure to know, were mentors and friends for them, and both will be dearly missed. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow announced on Thursday, April 8th, that the City of Oswego will use funding from the American Rescue Plan to offer a recognition bonus to city employees deemed essential during the COVID-19 pandemic. City of Oswego essential employees include workers in the Department of Public Works, the Fire Department, the Police Department, the Animal Control Department, water treatment plant employees, and individuals who work at either of the city wastewater facilities. Each employee will receive a $500 bonus with another $250 bonus if they've received the COVID-19 vaccination by May 6th, for a total of up to $750 per employee. Barlow said during the height of COVID-19, the city's essential workers reported to work every day despite the risks and did their jobs. Barlow thanked them for their service, saying he appreciates all they've done for the community throughout the ongoing health crisis. The City of Oswego employs approximately 300 full-time personnel, with roughly 220 employees falling within the criteria of being deemed essential. The pay bonus for essential employees will cost the city an estimated $165,000 from the $1.89 million awarded to Oswego through the Federal American Rescue Plan. Athletics was a top discussion during the Oswego City School District Board of Education meeting Tuesday, April 6th, with concerns about the addition of wrestling and boys lacrosse on the spring athletic roster. Issues stemmed around the proximity of contact each wrestler and lacrosse player would have with one another during a game. Guest visitor Oswego Health Family Medicine Specialist Dr. Robert Morgan shared both medical and personal information from having played the sport himself. Morgan said he knew the sport inside and out because of having wrestled for 8 years, saying participants have close face-to-face contact for pretty much the entire match. Morgan discussed the use of masks throughout the match, pointing out the fact that the face coverings would have to be specifically fashioned to stay in place throughout the game. He also pointed out vaccination as a choice for the future startup of the game if the board chose not to opt in at this time, also recommending rapid testing for screening before games. After significant discussion, the recommendation to add wrestling to the spring athletic roster was voted down by a margin of 4-3. A list of sports that will be played during the spring semester include track and field, modified in varsity, baseball, modified in varsity, softball, modified and varsity, girls varsity golf, boys varsity tennis, and boys lacrosse, modified, JV, and varsity. Spring athletics, JV and varsity, will begin on April 19th and 26th, with modified sports beginning April 26th. All sports will adhere to medical recommendations. More information about wrestling options during the spring semester can be found in this article on our website. The Onondaga County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate a serious motorcycle crash that occurred Thursday evening, April 8th, on Morgan Road in the town of Clay, which now has claimed the life of a Fulton man. Sheriff deputies, along with rescue personnel, responded to the southbound lanes of Morgan Road at Avon Parkway for a serious crash involving a vehicle and a motorcycle. Deputies investigating the crash report that a male driver of a Saturn SUV was attempting to make a left turn from northbound Morgan Road onto Avon Parkway when his vehicle collided with a motorcycle that was traveling southbound on Morgan Road. The adult male motorcyclist, who has been identified as 21-year-old Malik Edwards of Fulton, was transported to Upstate University Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The driver of the Saturn SUV sustained minor injuries and was also transported to Upstate University Hospital. The accident remains under investigation by members of the Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team. The City of Oswego is now wrapping up renovations to Wright's Landing Marina and has set a reopening date for June 1, 2021. On October 31, 2019, Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow announced that Wright's Landing Marina would undergo a $12.6 million renovation, which would include the International Pier. The project is funded by the New York State Resiliency and Economic Development Initiative grant, a part of the city's $16 million waterfront construction project. The marina has been lifted 2 feet in height due to past flooding. Other upgrades include the boat docks and ramps, the boat launch, and the public showers and bathrooms. With the marina reopening June 1st, the city is still working on a few odds and ends that need to be done, including fire pit seating areas, a trail to the riverbank, resurfacing the docks, and cosmetic and site cleaning work. Barlow is excited about the reopening of the newly renovated marina and the beginning plans for construction on the International Pier this summer, saying the renovations add to Oswego and make the city a place where people will want to visit. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.